From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the most well-armed radio studio in all of America, that much I can promise you, with a really cool Don't Tread on Me ring on 0.999 troy ounce of solid silver. It says, "Don't Tread on Me," and it's made out of solid silver. This ring is not for the faint of heart. This thing is big. I don't know if you can hear that. That's a real deal. Boy, oh boy. Okay, let's get right into it. We've got a heck of a program for you today, a heck of a program for you. I want to start with this. Memorial Day weekend, 2016. While we are all having, and I hope you are having a great holiday weekend. I am. A lot happening, but having a great holiday weekend. Please never forget why we have the ability to enjoy our freedom. Democrats, socialists working to undermine that freedom, notwithstanding. While the President of the United States, soon to be history socialist Barack Obama, continues his 8-year apology tour, winding up in Hiroshima. You see this? Unbelievable. Embracing and celebrating survivors of one of two atomic bombs dropped by the U.S. government to end the war in the Pacific and the war against Imperial Japan. Barack Obama was embracing and celebrating survivors of one of two of those atomic bombs at Hiroshima dropped by our government. While he's doing that, we here at Armed American Radio embrace the lost souls still entombed underwater at Pearl Harbor and the tens of thousands of Americans killed in the ensuing years of brutal combat fighting that Imperial Japanese war machine, the very machine that earned both of those atomic bombs and the destruction those bombs wrought upon their own country and their own citizens. And we did what? Brought an end to their reign of terror in their murderous goal of world conquest. Now, to me, maybe it's just me. If you want to comment, mark@armedamericanradio.org. You can do that because this is live radio. This isn't two-day-old stuff that you're getting tape delayed now. This is the real deal. Email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll read you on the air. But I believe, maybe it's just me. You tell me. Email me and tell me. But I believe a real American president would remind the Japanese and the Europeans that in the last century alone, America has either kicked your ass or saved it more than once. The end of this American nightmare can't come soon enough. Memorial Day weekend 2016, again, while we're all having, and I hope you are having a great holiday weekend, please never forget why we have the ability to enjoy our freedoms. More on that later in the program. On the Katie Couric front, I'm proud to say that this host and the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show had a hand in what will likely be the demise of Katie Couric's long career of shoving a liberal progressive agenda down the throats of Americans under the guise of objective journalism. Working within minutes of Stephen Gutowski's Washington Free Beacon story that broke the news of Ms. Couric's deceptive edits, Stephen and Bearing Arms columnist and editor Bob Owens were on this program, The Daily Show, live, breaking Stephen's story before you ever heard about it. Orlando, you're tuned in live. AM 660, The Answer. This is the real deal. Welcome to the show. But that's right. It was breaking. Before you ever heard about it, we were talking about it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Let me tell you something about Katie Couric. She's neither a journalist or objective. She is nothing short of a documented, disgraced, manipulative liar. Disagree with me? mark@armedamericanradio.org. Bring it on. And any outlet that keeps her employed or hires her in the future shows themselves to be one and the same. Let me tell you something here that fascinated me. Not one liberal news outlet, not one that I could find, including the Huffington Post and NPR, and any other left-wing rag has come to her defense. In fact, quite the contrary. What Katie Couric did by fraudulently editing those VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League men and women, great friends of this program, by the way, and I'll remind you that you also heard the president and founder of Virginia Citizens Defense League, Phil Van Cleve, on this show, following Stephen Gutowski the next day, before his other major interviews, while this story was in its infancy, you were listening to him live on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Not a week later, but live. But you heard Phil Van Cleve on this show. And what Couric did is so egregious. And with documented proof of her lies and manipulation, what she did was to force every left-wing journalist from any news source outlet at all to their collective knees. She forced them right to their knees. Katie Couric should be fired immediately and forced into retirement to hang out at the local tavern with Dan Rather, maybe buying him a few cocktails with what's left of her $65 million NBC and multi-million dollar CBS news contracts, right? Good riddance to you, but thank you for proving to any skeptical American, with a clear head, by the way, not the dopes that walk around wearing orange or that hang around at Hillary things with the T-shirts with a glazed look on there that don't care about anything she's done that's corrupt. Ooh, Hillary! Not you idiots, but any clear-thinking American. What Katie Couric did, and we want to thank her, was pull the emperor's clothes off and let you know that the left-wing progressive propaganda machine is real and it's working overtime. Of course, we've known that for years. But a huge hats off to the staff also at Virginia Citizens Defense League, who were not the first-time rodeo clowns that smug elitist Couric and crew thought them to be, who were secretly recording that interview in defense, preparing a defense of this kind of garbage occurring. Hey, Couric, who's under the gun now, huh? Who's under the gun now? The emperor has no clothes. The princess is butt naked. While we're not going to be focusing on this part of the Couric story anymore, look, that's last week's news. You heard it here while it was breaking on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We are going to talk about it, but in a little bit of a different vein. Because while that story is now a little bit old, it's still moving on and continuing. There are aspects of that story that you might not be aware of because it isn't making news. So I'll be spending some time with Mr. Alan Gottlieb here in just a couple of minutes and for a couple segments in this hour, discussing those parts of the Couric story that you probably are not aware of, parts of the story that are not making the national news. So let's go right to Alan Gottlieb on this Memorial Day weekend. Alan, a pleasure to have you here. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Mark. Good to be back with you.
Likewise. Did I miss the mark anywhere in there? What do you think?
No, I don't think you missed the mark there at all. I think it was a good emotional presentation from the heart of what we've been facing and gone through in the last week.
How angry does it make you, Alan? Look, we talk about this a lot. The two of us spend time commiserating sometimes during the week when stories, you know, when it gets a little bit overwhelming, and it does, when you're neck deep in the weeds and this stuff. But when you see something like this, how angry do you get personally? Does it bother Alan Gottlieb internally and personally? And do you think, my gosh, man, what else can happen?
Well, I guess the answer to that is yes, but it wasn't really unexpected because this is the kind of bias that gun owners and gun rights activists have to deal with on a daily basis, and we see it all the time. And this is, you know, one of my favorite media stories were bias. I'm just going to bring it back up because back in the under the Clinton administration, the great so-called assault weapon hoax.
Right.
And ABC News did a big giant segment how evil, you know, these assault rifles are. And they showed on TV a firing of an assault rifle and a watermelon exploding. And, of course, a lot of us who know guns and ammunition stuff looked at that and goes, hey, you know, I would think an assault rifle bullet would go right straight through that watermelon with a nice clean hole. And so we took issue with it and tried to reproduce it. And, of course, you couldn't reproduce it. And it turns out we found out that ABC News didn't get the result they wanted with that video. So they, like Katie Couric, spliced something together. And they shot a handgun with a hollow point bullet at the watermelon to get it to explode, and then pieced in, you know, that as the result of the AR-15 firing, you know, around that would have gone through the watermelon to show how evil and destructive these guns can be. Totally fabricated, totally made up. Not much different than Katie Couric. So this goes back a long way.
Yeah, it's sad. It really is. It's sad. It's a sad state of affairs in American quote-unquote journalism when this is what the left has to do. But then again, this just proves our point, and it's amazing to me that other people can't see that, or they have to see things like this in order to make them think about what we've been saying all along. Well, man, maybe they're right. Why else would Katie Couric do this? Now, there's some things going on with this that most people are not hearing about. We're going to go under the gun on the website and show you some things that you're not familiar with because the news isn't covering right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top eight highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need it.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. There's a piece by NPR, Katie Couric's Manipulation of Gun Rights Response is Unfair and Unwarranted. That's coming from NPR. There's also a Huffington Post piece that is astonishing, and I think it's probably the best piece outside maybe the Washington Post piece that I've read. Did you hear what I just said? NPR, the Huffington Post, and the Washington Post being three of the best pieces I've read. Each of those a left-wing rag. There's a reason for that, a very good reason for that. But let me read you a quote. Well, not this is a comment from someone at the bottom of the NPR page, or actually AWR Hawkins page. These pseudo-journalists are the reason this country is in the sad shape it is today. They promote their agenda by manipulating the facts to skew the perception, thereby broadening their influence on the unsuspecting masses who have faith in their credibility. But by their own arrogance, they have ripped off the mask of impartiality and revealed themselves to be the liars that they are. They have no credibility. They have no moral compass. They have no regard for the truth or the people they profess to serve. They only serve themselves, their revolting agenda, and their puppet masters on the left. To hell with the lot of them. Trump 2016. Now, you've heard all of that here. Control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. I've been telling you that for years. That's the goal of propaganda. Alan Gottlieb, Joseph Goebbels perfected that technique of controlling the masses by controlling the media, thereby controlling the message, which in turn then controls the masses. That's that full circle of propaganda. And I think that comment from the bottom of AWR's piece about NPR pretty summed it up pretty well, didn't it?
It sure did. You know, it's really interesting pointing out that a lot of the leftist media in this country has joined the bandwagon to say that Katie Couric, you know, manipulated facts and wasn't intellectually honest with this piece. And I think that she went so far overboard at this point that even liberal journalists, even a lot of her friends, can't quite stomach it and can't quite try and find out how to paint it as okay. And I'm kind of happy for a change to see all the media do this. Because one thing this effect is having, I think, is it's showing the average American, not just gun activists who know this stuff, but the average American, you got to be very careful of what you read and who's writing it or who's putting it on television. Now I think in the long run, our position in gun rights is going to be a lot more believable against some of the anti-gun tripe that we see in the media. And I'm really kind of happy that Katie Couric, so to speak, did this and stepped in it, because in the long run, this is really going to benefit us greatly.
It absolutely will. I was on the Janet Mefford show a couple of days ago, and Janet asked me that very question. Do you think this can help our cause? And my answer to that was instantly, absolutely, 100% it can, because any clear-thinking, honest American looks at this and says, well, what is it they're trying to hide? Why do they have to do that? You know, maybe there is this bias. Maybe you've got somebody on the left side of the fence, Alan, that's sitting there thinking, oh, that's not true, but in their heart of hearts, they read a story and they know, well, you know, that seems to be the case, and maybe it is, and now all of a sudden it is. And, of course, these left-wing journalists have no choice but to join us because everything, it destroys their credibility, doesn't it?
It sure does. Mark, just for some of your listeners that may not have caught the news this week and may be listening now, though,
please, let's do it.
What Katie Couric actually did. And in a segment of this bias piece, you know, on guns that she did, she spliced in, so to speak, the Virginia Civil Defense League's response to a question she asked them, about how do you keep guns out of the hands of criminals if you don't have background checks, blah, blah, et cetera. and she showed him all sitting and looking around like with deer in the headlights, not answering the question, let the camera roll, pan to all of them, and there was no answer. And then they broke for a commercial, making it sound like, you know, gun rights activists are stupid and don't have any answers to real legitimate questions. The problem was it was spliced in footage. They did have answers to the questions. They gave her the answers immediately, and she didn't like the answers, so she cut it out and put in a different part of just footage that they had taken that was not anything to do with the question whatsoever to make them look stupid. That was absolutely fraudulent.
It is fraudulent, and I can tell you that Phil Van Cleave actually has attorneys looking at this for the possibility of potential legal action against Katie Couric and her crew. It was manipulative, to say the least. And Alan, thanks for bringing that up. We've been talking about this for so long in the Daily Defense. We think everybody knows about it, and maybe you don't know about it. And Alan described it very well. I want to point out that the Virginia Citizens Defense League crew that was being interviewed by Katie Couric for the documentary was recording that document, the interview, the entire 2 to 3 hour interview, secretly. Katie and crew did not know it. So we have documented proof of what Alan just told you, of their instantaneous response to her question about background checks that she made them look foolish for, as if they didn't have an answer, by cutting it out and putting in video of them in what they call B-roll footage. Footage of them as the cameras were rolling while they were getting ready and maybe mic'd up and looking around is what they used, instead of giving her using the answers that the Virginia Citizens Defense League, in fact, gave them, which, by the way, lasted over 4 minutes of coherent, thoughtful answers that she couldn't use because it disrupted her process of trying to make them look bad. So, Alan, let's switch gears here. In the remainder of this segment and the next segment, I'm going to ask you to go slow only because I want to go through this group by group. Under the Gun was the name of the Katie Couric movie. And enough about the editing and the splicing. Most of you have seen or heard about that. We're going to move on now to something that you might not have heard about. The website is underthegunmovie.com, and they have a heading about the film. And when you click on the heading about the film, you see the filmmakers, survivors, experts, in conversation, and partners. Alan, when I click on partners, the first group I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 partners. The first one is Americans for Responsible Solutions. Do you know a little bit about them? Who are they?
It's a left-wing group that has a very heavy anti-gun rights agenda.
The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Do you know anything about the Brady Campaign? What is their agenda?
Well, let's just say that their legal briefs they file in opposition to the Second Amendment Foundation court cases argued for many years that you had no individual right to keep and bear arms. And then now that the Heller and McDonald decisions are out, now they just argue that, you know, you only have a right to have a gun in your own home. You don't have a right to have your gun outside your home. So this is the kind of people we're dealing with.
Every Town for Gun Safety, of course, we know about them. That's the Michael Bloomberg, well-funded Michael Bloomberg, gun-hating, un-American agenda being pushed by the Bloomberg campaign. All right, Sandy Hook Promise. What do we know about Sandy Hook Promise? That's the fourth one in the list.
Again, another anti-gun rights group that sprung up after the Sandy Hook tragedy. You skipped over a little quickly Everytown, you know, Michael Bloomberg's group that he funds millions of dollars to. I'm sort of hoping that Philip Van Cleave does go ahead with this lawsuit against them, because in discovery we might be able to find out who helped bankroll this particular movie and the publicity for it. And I'll bet you all fingers will end up pointing to Michael Bloomberg.
There's no question about it. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, there's seven more of these groups that I want to name by name. And it's up on underthegunmovie.com about the film, and click on partners. See this for yourself. We'll be back with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to you join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Wow, how funny. The Second Amendment Foundation founder, Alan Gottlieb, is on the Crossbreed Holster Studio Armed American Radio hotline. Hey, Alan, welcome back to the program. I've got a taste of a clip I want to play for you. Let me set this up for the listener. Alan and I are talking about the Katie Couric film, of course, Under the Gun. And we're moving on from the, you know, the deceptive, fraudulent lies that should have her fired, and Yahoo and Katie under the gun for that. And we're at the website looking at the partners. And we're going through the list of partners listed on their website. I want you to take a listen to a piece of this tape from Katie Couric on the Colbert Show, just a little isolated clip about this. Take a listen to what she says as we go through this list of her partners on the film. Take a listen.
This film is not anti-gun. It's
Did you hear that? Let's play that one more time. Take a listen to this.
Two sides coming together. But, you know, I think this film is not anti-gun. It's anti-gun violence.
Okay, Katie Couric is full of crap. Let's just go there, and let's go right back to the website. Let's go back to Under the Gun. Alan, you made a great point that in discovery, if VCDL does pursue a lawsuit, and I hope they do, Phil told us on the program that they are very seriously looking into that for a number of reasons. But we're going to find out. You think does Alan Gottlieb think that Michael Bloomberg's wallet is on this film?
Well, considering his wallet and his fingerprints are about on every anti-gun proposal or media adventure that's been going on, it'd be hard to believe that it was not. But it sure be nice in discovery to actually be able to get some of these records, because obviously most of the records of his donations and his money supporting all this are not public. We don't get to actually see how many millions of dollars he's actually spending against our rights. So, you know, it's a lot of it's very, very hidden. It'd be very nice in discovery to shed some light on this. And that may be another great thing, Katie Couric, favor she did for us here.
Is this the type of suit that the Second Amendment Foundation would look at if VCDL were to reach out to you for help?
Yeah, I think we'd love to help them along with this. Of course, you know, they have great standing as a plaintiff since they were the one that really harmed by this and can claim defamation, et cetera. But sure, we would surely love to help them out in something like this, because I think it would be great for the whole gun rights movement to find out who funds this, who's behind it, who's pulling all the strings, and expose them. I'd love to expose the puppet master, who I'm sure is Michael Bloomberg in this case.
Yeah, one more time. Take a listen.
But, you know, I think this film is not anti-gun.
Yeah, she thinks this film is not anti-gun. Meanwhile, the Emperor's clothes are off. We're going to play that throughout the day for you. Why? Because we can. So let's go back over to the Under the Gun site. The fifth partner in the lineup is Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Moms Demand Action, what a silly name that is. That also is a Bloomberg under the umbrella of Every Town for Gun Safety, right?
Correct. And again, they testify at legislatures all across the country pushing a gun control agenda, and are avowed anti-gun rights and are a significant part of the gun prohibition lobby in this country.
We out their lies on this program and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense every single day. Violence Policy Center, this is a loaded organization, if I've ever seen one, with a very storied history and previous leader and everything else. You know, educate us on the Violence Policy Center.
Well, the thing they're most noted for is that they came up with a strategy to try and call semi-automatic support utility rifles assault weapons, and were able to get the media to stick that moniker on all these semi-automatic rifles and label them assault rifles. And they did it in this memo that we got our hands on many years ago that showed that the public, they look, you know, since they look military in style, even though they're not, they don't function that way. Even though they look that way, it's easy to confuse the public. If the media would show pictures of these and show how evil they are and call them assault rifles, they might be able to ban firearms. Obviously, again, part of the gun prohibition lobby.
Which is clearly what their ultimate goal is. Purpose over pain. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not real familiar with them. I know who they are, but I don't know a lot about their work. And their motto is ending gun violence over living with the pain. Can you tell us anything about Purpose over Pain, Alan?
A newer group. I have a feeling they're also funded by Bloomberg. I don't know a whole lot about them. I haven't crossed direct swords with them, so to speak. But again, they fall right into the mix of all the gun groups that are on the list already.
Jesse's Message. Do you know anything about Jesse's Message? And this is number 8 on the partner list at Under the Gun by Katie Couric.
Again, I'm more of a minor player in the gun prohibition lobby, but again, an anti-gun group.
Similar to the Sandy Hook Promise, they came out of the same fold, out of a shooting. All right, Alliance for Gun Responsibility. This is number 9.
Alliance for Gun Responsibility used to be the Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility. They now dropped the Washington State, and they've gone national. That's the group that Nick Hanauer and Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer and, you know, and other billionaires support and fund. They're the people who brought us the Initiative 594 in Washington State and are now working to bring other initiatives and ballot measures all across the country.
Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, because smart gun laws save lives. I know you know a little bit about these guys.
Yeah, we go up against them quite a lot. They're a San Francisco-based group, now funded a lot by Bloomberg, by the way, that files a lot of legal briefs against us in all the cases we filed to protect and extend Second Amendment rights. Obviously, again, part of the gun prohibition, you know, movement in this country.
States United to Prevent Gun Violence is the last one on the list.
Yeah, also not as an effective group as some of the other ones on the list, but also blatantly anti-gun rights and lobbies against gun rights in various legislatures.
All right, now it's interesting, Alan, because they drop down below here to our grassroots supporters. Now, let's go up to the top first and say this. There's not one pro-gun organization in that list. Now, I just want to make that very clear to you. Of course, you know that. That's why we're talking about it. But it is radically important that we highlight this to you so that you understand when you hear Katie Couric say, you know, this isn't about, okay, let's go down to our grassroots supporters. We have Arizonans for Gun Safety. This is not Arizona Citizens Defense League. Arizonans for Gun Safety, the key takeaway words in this when you know it's gun control are the words gun safety, right? So Arizonans for Gun Safety, a local gun control group in the state of Arizona, correct?
A Bloomberg-funded group, by the way, who's out there trying to get ready to push a ballot measure, an anti-gun measure in Arizona, and lobbies against gun rights in Arizona, obviously part of the Gun Prohibition Coalition.
Maine Moms Demand Action, funded by who?
Well, the parent group is funded by Michael Bloomberg, so I assume some of it trickles down, you know, to the state group. But again, that's just part of the Moms Demand Action, as mentioned in the upper part of the partners.
San Diego chapter, Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Need we say any more? This is one of the oldest gun grabber groups in America. Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence, and again, another one. New Yorkers Against Gun Violence. Manhattan chapter, Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Then we have Organizing for Action New York. Who are they?
Organizing for Action is what the Obama campaign turned into after he got elected president. Set up this organization to help further the Obama agenda. In this case, of course, it's furthering the Obama, you know, anti-gun rights agenda.
Take a listen to this real quick.
Together. But, you know, I think this film is not anti-gun. It's...
Okay, let's keep going because we can play that. That's fun. Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence. Same thing. Small Ohio group. Texas Gun Sense and God Before Guns. And then, of course, you have Michigan Million Mom March chapters. And we have, I can't even read that one on here, WAVE, dedicated to preventing gun violence, injuries, and death. Suffice to say, this is not a fair and balanced list of partners, is it, Alan?
Well, Mark, it even gets better than that. All these groups that you just mentioned, from the national ones up as partners and the local partners, they all coordinated and put out giant email alerts to help build an audience for her film when it was on TV. And if you take a look at the emails put out by all these various groups, they were stridently anti-gun rights, and stridently, you know, the gun prohibition message lobby. And they did this to help build her attendance. They were all in cahoots with it. They'd all seen previews of it. They were all involved in helping to build her list, her viewership. So this surely wasn't an independent production and wasn't fair or balanced by any stretch of the imagination.
Take a listen to this before we go to the break. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb.
But, you know, I think this film is not anti-gun. It's anti-gun violence.
There you have it. We'll be right back after this. Fraud, charlatan, manipulative liar should be out of a job. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster studios for the final segment, the fastest hour in radio is what these hours are of Armed American Radio, no question about it. Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend 2016. Please, please, please remember why you're able to do that. Remember why you can do those things that you do, whether it's barbecue, your steak, whether it's your family picnic, your get-together, whatever it may be, you can do it for one reason. Because many, many Americans sacrificed and are sacrificing right now so that we have the ability to do that. You know, it's interesting, Alan, when I hear, you know, people say, you know, happy Memorial Day weekend, you think, well, that's kind of an oxymoron, you know, happy Memorial Day weekend, because so many people gave so much in order for us to have the holiday. While we want to be able to celebrate it, that's what it's for. Kind of strange to say it that way, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe we should be happy for the freedoms these people sacrificed for that we still have. But my heart goes out to all of them and their families for the sacrifice they gave so that we could be free today.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm going to tell what's becoming a tradition here on Armed American Radio in the later in the broadcast. I will be telling a very personal story from my own family going back to the greatest generation, and it is really something to hear. So I hope you enjoy it later in the show. The emails are pouring in, Alan. I got to tell you, we're getting an awful lot of email relative to our discussion about Couric. What happened, Ossifer says, what happened to Brian Williams should happen to Katie Couric. I don't see the difference. That's straightforward. I'd go as far as saying Dan Rather, too. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. Of course, in Brian Williams' case, he was only basically suspended, and they moved him over to their sister network, at, you know, MSNBC. I think it probably should have been a whole lot more severe what happened to him than did happen. But, yeah, Katie Couric is probably every bit, you know, as disgraced and discredited as a journalist as they were. And she shouldn't be at Yahoo News anymore. I mean, I've decided, you know, I used to get a lot of my news from Yahoo. I used to go to Yahoo to get a lot of my news. I can't trust it anymore. I don't go there. I go other places to get it.
Will she ever be trusted as a quote-unquote journalist ever again, do you think, after this? Or will the liberal – I mean, the liberal press isn't giving her a pass. I can't say they have. So is she capable of being trusted again? This is always – you know, when we think of the film anyway, at least, it's now stained permanently. The film, her effort – to portray gun owners. And Alan, you know what? This is a great, let me phrase it in this question. I just brought this to mind. Her goal here was to frame gun owners as being in agreement with her agenda. That was her ultimate goal, to show, hey, see, even gun owners agree with me about this. We need to do something. And it backfired. Is that, did you catch any of that?
Well, that may have been there. It also, I think, was trying to make gun owners look stupid at the same time. And unresponsive to, you know, to problems of misuse of firearms. I think, quite frankly, at this point, on guns, she cannot be rehabilitated. I think she can never do a gun story again and have anybody look at the thing with a straight face. I think that's going to be a given. Can they rehabilitate her in other areas? I don't know. I think, you know, her career has been edging downwards anyway, and I think this might be the final blow. I sure hope so, because it would be really good for America to hold journalists accountable for a change.
Well, it really would. It would be refreshing, and I agree with you here. Katie Couric is almost 60 years old. I think her career at this point won't be – I think it's in the cesspool, and I don't think it's going to be able to climb out. This will always tarnish her. It isn't going to go away. And I know there are a lot of people like me who, if she does try to – regurgitate herself, or if somebody else tries to regurgitate her, we're not going to let this go away. So, yeah, she did tremendous harm to herself in this one. And, Katie, it's not going to go away. I'm just very thrilled that I had even a small role in putting you in your place on this. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because we fight this battle every day, Alan, every single day. And when you get ammunition like this, you got to run with it, because this is what they've been doing to us for years, and it's really unfortunate. Alan, on a different topic, there's news out of D.C., the Pink Pistols, as you know, we talked about it with you about it a couple weeks ago, won the D.C. case. This was the second case finding in Washington, D.C., that the having to show good reason would be possibly unconstitutional. Now, I understand today a federal judge stayed that so that the city can yet again decide whether to appeal that. Can you give us an update on that? Was my assessment right?
Well, again, this is for, you know, good cause, good reason to be able to get a permit to carry. And, yes, it was stayed not by a federal judge but by the district court, a three-judge panel, stated. But they stated in their reason for their stay that this goes in practice until the parties can come before the court and argue if the stay should be put in place or not. It's only a temporary stay with a date given in a few weeks to come before the court and determine if the stay should be lifted or not. So this is pretty much procedural. If either side asks for it, usually this is what happens, at least on it temporarily, until you can get into the courtroom itself. So it didn't really surprise me that this happened. I'm hoping that over time here we're able to negate the whole bad law to begin with in Washington, D.C., and set a standard across the country that you do have a right to carry. The question is going to be, again, is who gets to appoint these judges and what happens in the next presidential election. Because many times you don't get cases to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the appeals court where they die at on the vine. So it's really going to be very important in the election. In that regard, Mark, if I can, there's a poll on who gun owners should support in the upcoming 2016 presidential election. That's kind of important because the gun rights groups are getting lots of questions from people in the media. Are gun owners really so anti-Hillary? Are gun owners really behind Donald Trump? Or are gun owners someplace else? There's a poll question asking who you support for president or who gun owners should support for president in the upcoming election. at keepandbeararms.com. And it's in the left-hand column. You scroll down the website, and you'll find it. And I urge your listeners to go vote. This is information gun rights leaders really need so we can show the media when we're asked. We're not talking for ourselves. We're talking for a movement. So it's keepandbeararms.com in the left-hand side, the presidential poll question.
Alan, I'll continue to push that throughout the remainder of the broadcast today, too. If you missed what he just said, please, keepandbeararms.com. Go over there and take that poll. Very, very important. Now, it sounds kind of redundant. Oh, this is the most important election of our lifetime. This one is. This absolutely is. American culture is at stake. A shift in the Supreme Court under Hillary Clinton would devastate America as you've known it, her culture, for the next 100 years. Very, very important. Alan, you and me and others at NRA, we had a great time together. What does the NRA Donald Trump endorsement this early on mean to you?
I think it means a lot because it probably helps coalesce not only gun owner support for Donald Trump at this point or against Hillary Clinton, because as you were aware, many people at the convention weren't so much as a Trump supporter as they were being anti-Hillary. But it also sends a message to other establishment groups around the country and other issues that it's time to put, you know, all the, your favorites behind you, so to speak, who are running for president, and unify now to do everything we can to defeat Hillary Clinton. By the way, your listeners, when they go to keepandbeararms.com and look for that poll in the left-hand column, they can also click onto it to see what the current results of that poll are. And it's going to be really interesting to see where America's gun owners really sit. So keepandbeararms.com, left-hand column, and you can click on results as well.
Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and keepandbeararms.com. Thank you for everything that you do, Alan. We'll talk to you later in the week. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, and thanks for being here participating on Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast. SAF.org to join and keepandbeararms.com to take that all-important poll. Thanks to Alan Gottlieb. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Guys, gals, never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman and cavewoman. We'll be back.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.